And that is how we should be with the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 14, where Ruth clung unto Naomi, that's how we should be to the Lord Jesus Christ. We should just stick to him and not go back into the world, because the world has nothing to offer us.
There is this wonderful picture here about the reality of Naomi understanding that God's hand is upon her. There are several things that are going on at the same time here, young people. One is that God is dealing with Naomi. She recognizes that her husband had led them in a path that was not the will of God, and that death had come in. There was sorrow, separation. And Naomi, who, and we read these in the verses later, that she had gone out full and she was returning empty. And so she was telling her daughters-in-law, listen, you go back. You go back to your people because God's hand is upon me. And she, I believe, she really had a sincere desire that they would not fall under the hand of God. But you know, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. She wept. And young people, sometimes we see this in our own experiences in assembly life, where there are those who would choose to go out into the world. I think of Paul, who spoke of Demas. It says of Demas that he, having loved this present age, he left. He did what? He forsook Paul. And so here's Orpah. She kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth, as Brother Chuck said, and I really believe in my own heart that this is where the sovereign grace of God comes in, that Naomi in her state didn't recognize that Ruth was being drawn to the God that she had faith in. And so we should recognize that even though sometimes we might be weak, sometimes we may not be what we should be, but there are others who are watching us. They're watching the fact that we name the name of the Lord and we gather unto that name. We remember him on the Lord's day. When there's prayer meeting, that you find yourself in the prayer meetings. When there's the talk at school, you're not involved in that kind of silly jokes and profanity. And there are those who are watching. And Ruth saw something different in Naomi than anything that she'd seen in Moab before. And it's because of that that she wept, but she clung to Naomi and Naomi's God. Somebody had a comment?
On the two responses of Orpah and Ruth. In verse 14 it says, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and Ruth clave to her. And what Orpah did seems really nice. We only really kiss people we love, people that we approve of. And after conferences and gospel meetings and Bible studies, many of us are willing to kiss. We're willing to put our approval upon things that were said, saying those were nice thoughts. Oh, Jesus, he was a good man. But how many of us are really willing to cleave to the things that are said, to cleave to all these wonderful things that the Lord has to offer?
John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus himself also had a test to a lot of people that were following him. And then he turned to, and it says that many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? And then later on it says that from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, in John 6:67, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. So they believed in him as the Son of God. And Ruth, we see a parallel here, that Ruth clung to Naomi because she realized that Jehovah was the living God, and only with him is there's eternal life. as the disciples recognized.
Hmm.